Hey everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm Shock.
And welcome to the show. How you doing, guys?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing? I'm a little tired tonight, but other than that, can't complain. We're about to have a hurricane, and we're about to get out of town for the hurricane, so yay!
Well, I think technically we're out of town after the hurricane, so hopefully our flight doesn't get canceled.
I hope not, too.
Well, I don't think it's not hitting us anyway.
I don't think it's going to as well. It's only a 70% chance of rain, and it's winds of like 10 miles an hour with a quarter of an inch of rain total. So
the high pressure is coming down. The only problem is it might circle back and come back again.
Wait, what?
What?
There's some forecasts out there that have it circle the sea and then coming hitting Florida again, then coming back up the coast.
Oh.
Dang.
I didn't know that was possible for a hurricane. Yeah, I guess they can do whatever they want. They're pretty powerful.
Yeah, one would think.
Well, while we are getting ready to hopefully not even have to deal with this hurricane twice, we want to thank the people that make this show possible. That's our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Big thanks to you guys for making this show possible. Also, our special promotion with Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/JayandJack and use the promo code JayandJack to get a special discount on your first month's Loot Crate, a box of geeky goodness to your door every single month for less than $20. Also, we have a new podcast for the Survivor fans out there. We have a Survivor historian that has joined our Westworld podcast. So Westworld with Jay, Jack, and Mike. That Mike is Mike Bloom. We just did our first episode. The podcast is on iTunes.
It has a feed and everything that you can search for.
Yeah,
yay.
You can search for it on iTunes, Westworld with Jay and Jack, or Westworld Jay and Jack.
Already been approved?
Yeah. Approved and online. Wow. Ready to go.
Yeah, I'm going to post the link. That was my bad. I had a very busy day today. I'm an important person.
So if you want to check that out, give it a listen. If you're not watching Westworld, definitely watch the pilot. It was really, really good. A lot of fun. And it's great to have Mike on the show. Always a big fan of him.
Yeah, and he already brought in new and exciting theories and jokes.
Exactly.
Different than the same old ones that have been rehashed for 12 years.
Exactly.
See, ba-da-cha.
Jack and 12 I, it's years. The same stuff for
11 years.
Nope. 11 years.
You're making us older than we are.
but still, a lot of fun. Excited for the podcast.
Making
about
us
it.
All old.
Hey, Jack, did you listen to the podcast yet? Probably not.
I have not, no. But it sounded good when we were recording.
It was really good. I listened to it today.
Well, what I was amazed at, because, you know, when you podcast with someone for the first time, it can be a little hesitant, you know, a little, you know, learning curve. It's been like we've been recording with him for years.
Yes. So it's exciting. If you like Westworld, or if you already watched on HBO, check out the podcast. If you haven't seen Westworld yet, watch Westworld, then listen to the podcast. It's going to, I think, be a really fun show to podcast about and theorize and discuss, because apparently they've written out the next, like, the whole entire show out, or at least the main story.
And there's lines. There's a Willy Wonka reference, and you can't go wrong with Willy Wonka.
Exactly. That's true. You can't.
You can't go wrong. So check out Westworld with Jay, Jack, and Mike, available now on iTunes. We'll put a link in this post, and there'll be a link on jayandjack.com. There'll be a link on our Facebook group, all the fun stuff. Give us a review if you like it. If you don't like it, send an email to crackpotjack1@gmail.com. All right.
Yeah, because I'll answer it. I don't care. And if you don't like the theme music on Survivor, really, that's you're going to knock us down 1 point because Jay had a terrible theme song? Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
I think the theme song that I wrote for Westworld with Jay, Jack, and Mike, I think is some of my best work.
Wait, did we get a bad review for the theme song?
No, we just got 4 stars instead of 5.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. It's but nobody mentioned okay. me, right?
It hey, wasn't. But going back to Survivor, can I ask?
Sorry.
When did we find out that there were two power couples on the island?
Well, who's the other power couple?
Well, Zeke and Hannah, obviously they're married.
I don't. because in the very first scene where he was like, I just need a timeout right now away from you. And she was like, no, but before you get your quiet, I just want you to think about this before you do that. And it did. It completely reminded me of, well, I'm pretty sure we've had the exact same exchange many times.
Good times.
Well,
good times.
We've never had that at my house. I'm just doing it from listening to other people talk about their marriage. But I'm doing the Married Man show. You get, you know, after doing it for 12 years, you get a lot of feedback on marriage.
Well, without any further ado, why don't we jump into this Survivor recap? Colleen, take it away.
Okay. Dum-ba-da-dum. All right, so.
Okay, first, can we say thanks to Shandy last week for filling in for me while I was in Chicago?
Yes, and Shandy is going to fill in for Jack one of these next 2 weeks that he is out of town.
Yeah, I'm gone the next 2 weeks. I'm hiding from that hurricane.
And then I think we'll see if maybe Mike can do one of the other weeks. And then, you know, that'll be great. Great, great, great. All right, so let's get started with this recap. So Jack already ruined the first paragraph of the recap, and that was Zeke. Hannah wants to make amends, and Zeke doesn't want to hear it. And Adam.
I was telling him, shut up!
So,
but
Jay.
I know that's a bad word, but.
So, Jay, I know you missed this very beginning scene because Zach was having some sleeping problems. Mm-hmm. Just picture this, okay? Zeke is you, mm-hmm. Hannah is me, and Adam was Cliff.
Nice.
So, you know,
no, Cliff would have said, well, you know.
I'm staying out of it, guys. I'm staying out of it.
Basically, Cliff, unfortunately, has been in the middle of many a Colleen and fights.
Even my wife was like going, why won't you just walk away?
I got what she was
I said,
doing.
I ask that all the time, and I don't know why that happens.
Yeah, so Adam was like, he just doesn't want to talk to you right now. Just a second. He's not fine.
Why are you so angry with me? Just walk away.
I'm fine. Then fine. You can think that I'm the worst. He doesn't think that you're the worst. He just wants space.
At this moment, you are the worst. You are the worst because you just won't walk away.
Just walk away.
At this point, Hannah has no chance of winning the game.
0% chance.
0% chance. She. I mean, really, at this, does she have a chance to win the game?
Don't forget.
She's all over the place.
Aubrey was all over the place in the beginning last season. And she didn't have a chance to win the game.
And she did. She didn't win the game.
She crossed out Julia's name. That was kind of the same. Was that her that did that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So Adam gets this weird confessional that kind of got me scared that he might be the one that went home tonight, where he's like, don't count me out yet. So yeah, I'm hoping that
he was saying all the wrong things.
I'm hoping, though, that means he's going to, you know, make it a little bit further than we think. Like, maybe that is foreshadowing a, like, Figgy Taylor overthrow. Yeah, well, not the kind of overthrow that Taylor wants to do to Figgy. Hi-ho!
Hi-ho!
But we go over to the Gen X tribe. David knows that he, Ken, and Cece are on the bottom. As there's also another joke in there, but I won't make it. As a Gen Xer, he doesn't think that you should ever give up.
You see that David burned his hand in the fire?
Well, it's just like a little, it's like a little spark hit his hand.
I mean, it wasn't like Mike, you know, but it wasn't that bad. But he's like,
hopefully a lot of us aren't like Mike.
He is working out though. He's breaking those twigs pretty good now.
That is
but
very
then,
true.
Then a fly touched him and all his work was lost.
Yeah, he knocked into the logs right over into the fire. But anyways, Paul feels like a new man because he's back from the dead now. He goes fishing because he's going to catch lots of fish.
Yeah, I catch fish all the time, you know. That's what I do.
I got to give Colleen kudos on this the whole time. She's like, yeah, Paul's going home. He's going home.
Yeah, I actually said the same thing. I said, yeah, this guy's he's done.
Well,
he doesn't shut up.
Right, and not to talk too much about the edit, but he did have that, you know, like Culpepper kind of vibe where I'm the one that's leading this tribe and I'm the best and, you know, we're not going to talk to the uncool kids.
I said
it's
either going to be Ken Doll or Paul because Ken was kind of pushing his way, you know, trying to make, you know, get his foot in there with the pointing out that Paul is a terrible leader,
right.
Which Paul is a terrible leader. I mean, he's, you know, you don't... if you're going to be the leader, you better provide.
Exactly. I was hoping that it was foreshadowing that. So, because actually, I really loved Paul before the show episode. Sorry, before the season started airing, we were all like super in on Paul. Remember, we were like Rockstar Santa for the win. We love you. And then I don't know. I mean,
I don't think he was a bad guy.
No, I don't. He seemed
fun. But I just think he just was rubbing people. He just didn't know when to stop talking.
Right, and I'd have a beer with him.
But I think it was a classic case of, like, just like there's annoying millennials that are kind of like stereotypical annoying millennials.
Like
he was
me.
A stereotypical annoying Gen Xer, essentially.
Who? Yeah.
He's Al Bundy.
I guess, yeah, Al Bundy, the former football star, is kind of just
former high school football star that just, you know, hey, you're 52, dude.
Right.
It's time to just say, okay, I'm old.
But he's cool, man. He's got long hair. He knows ZZ Top. Hey. He knows a lot of bands you don't know.
I know ZZ Top from Bones.
Let's move on.
Bones, she's got legs.
We'll appreciate that. Anybody that is still watching Bones.
ZZ Top scroll there every time.
It's just me still watching Bones nowadays. Me and Jana.
Let's quit trying to make Bones happen.
Oh, man, that's so sad when Bones doesn't
happen. Is that show still on?
Yeah, it is. 10 seasons, man.
Jana and Colleen are the only people, two people still watching it.
Yeah, we are. All right, so that Boston dude.
Never seen an episode.
It was a good show once upon a time.
No, I can't watch Once Upon a Time either.
Don't tell Mike that. He does do a podcast on that show.
I had to keep my mouth shut on that.
I know. I was waiting for the whole podcast. I was like, when is Jack going to drop a one?
I was
going to
say, is she still able to tell when people are lying?
Yeah, how's Barney Fife doing? anyway, so I don't know. They say some things in Boston accents, and it's endearing, I suppose. And then Ken points out that Paul's never living up to what he says he can and can't believe that he is their leader. And the whole time Ken was talking, I was like, great point. You have such pretty eyes.
It's very sexist.
That's all right.
It's like, hey, my eyes are up. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Shandy co-signed last week. So I feel like it's okay for me to say that stuff. We go back over to the millennials. They get tree mail, which has a bag of rocks in it. Which one might argue is also Taylor's IQ level.
Did you notice that they showed where the clue for the idol is?
Yeah, the clam.
Yeah,
the
clam.
The clam. Because he went. I thought that's what he was doing. I thought he was out looking for the idol.
I really hope that on one of the many podcasts that Shut Up Tim is on, he does his Abby Maria clam voice. It's a clam. But so there's an interesting little twist, and that is anybody that draws an orange rock gets to go to a different beach, and they get to go, you know, straight chill with some of the hashtag old people. And Will, Jay, Taylor, and Figgy draw the orange rocks, and they're like totally stoked, guys, that it's their core four that are going. But Michaela reminds them that your job is recon. And open ears, closed mouths. And I know, Jack, you've got a Friday Night Lights joke in there somewhere.
Clear eyes.
Full hearts can't lose.
I can't remember the saying.
Eh.
Some fan you are.
Yeah, seriously.
But hey, again, 54.
He's quit trying a couple years ago.
It happens.
That is the truth as well. Anyway, Jay is worried that Taylor and Figgy are going to make them all.
So say they all, right?
So say they all.
I'm watching that now.
Oh, I love Battlestar Galactica. Anyway, so Jay is worried that Figgy and Taylor are going to make them all look stupid by making out in front of each other, in front of everyone, and which I was like, well, they'd be pretty stupid to do that. And then I thought they might actually do that.
I mean, they're stupid enough to make it public in the first place, which doesn't seem to hurt him, which is annoying me about the millennial tribe right now.
It kind of is, but I mean,
then Paul would have felt guilty. He would have said, okay, I need to do something. Started making out with Cece. Just to show that he's, you know, hip and cool, right?
That is true.
No.
That is very true. So we go to that beach, and is it Chris or is it Paul that asks, so the millennials are joined by Chris, Paul, Cece, and David. And I feel like it was Chris, maybe, who's like, so what's going on over there? Anybody hook up yet? It's like, what? No?
Yeah, it was. But Chris said he was going to be quiet. He was actually the millennials in this one were the smart ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't really say anything.
Yeah.
They were too busy making out.
Yeah. But you got Dan, blah, 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 you know.
David.
I say David? Yeah. Oh, I keep saying Paul. David.
Well, no, Paul and, like, Rockstar Santa and David were both, like.
But I think David was playing it at least a little bit.
David was doing it to gain an advantage.
Yeah, which I thought was smart.
I mean, he's on the bottom. He has nothing to lose by blabbering. Paul is supposedly on top. Why are you even talking at all? Just keep your mouth shut. Just listen.
Right, exactly. But we'll talk about David in a second. Let's start with Paul. I feel like Paul was classic, or Rockstar Santa was classic case of, you know, just like what you're talking about, dude that wants to be cool.
Yeah. They don't talk to their parents. So I'm like their parent here. Yeah. So they don't speak to their parents.
Yeah. Right.
You don't know how parents work.
Right, exactly. David knows he has
They have this new thing called a phone.
Right. So as Propes brought up in Tribal Council, texting. Or they could just tweet at their kids or something.
Oh, my God. There's nothing more groan-worthy for me than when he brought up, like, do you text? Like, come on. These aren't, like, freaking, like, people from the 40s in this thing.
It's right. Like, well, Sunday texts, but she probably only texts her daughter, right? Because she hates her son.
Sons. Nothing but disappointment.
Anyway, so Figgy, like, you know, they're asking about Kendall, and Cece says that Ken isn't, you know, your stereotypical handsome guy. He's like caring and considerate, and basically sounds like an eHarmony advertisement for him. But you know, I still would. And as did I point that on this podcast this podcast last week, or was it The Tribe, where after watching Ken on screen for 3 episodes, now I could understand why he was a man that got away with so many one-night stands.
Ew. It took you 3 episodes to find that out?
No, it took me 2, but that, you weren't
here.
It
took me his preview video to find that out.
That wasn't on ours.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't remember that.
I think it might have even been the broadcast.
What?
Where I realized why he was able to hit it and quit it for so long. So,
because language is beautiful, man.
Like, hey. Words like you just make you feel, man.
I feel.
Yeah. You can't just put the letter.
Where's
the history, man?
Oh, good times, good times. So David wants, you know, makes an alliance with Taylor, and he's like, I'll totally turn on any of them. Put me to use. Take me to your leader.
But that's also bad strategy though too, because it shows you're not loyal.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And
he's just desperate at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I totally agree. I don't know if I would have phrased it so desperate sounding.
Like, I said, well, if you make me, you know, I could we be willing to work. You know, I would say, okay, I'm on the bottom here.
Right.
I'd be willing to work with you guys once the merge happens.
Right. And you know,
but I wouldn't say I'd vote everybody out.
Is it acting a little bit too desperate? And for millennials, you got to act like you don't want that person, and then they'll actually want you.
That is an excellent point. I have to also point out that he was talking to Taylor, so there's that. I mean, Taylor probably didn't even pick up on the desperation. He just thought that this plebeian was talking to him because he's so much cooler than him. And, you know, that's how all the plebeians talk around Taylor.
Yeah, I guess if David had to, like, overextend himself to anybody, it's good he did to him.
Right. Right.
I feel a good connection here. We've been talking for 30 seconds. I think we can work together.
Normally I just text when I talk to people, but...
You want me to teach you how to snowboard?
Yeah.
What was the snowboard joke last week that they made?
Something about, I don't know. It was
It was when Jay was talking about how Taylor and Figgy needed to not do that stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so we go to Dennis.
Bro, we should go snowboarding instead or something like that. You can't go snowboarding when you're tied down or something like that.
Something like that. So we go to the Gen X tribe.
They're on a tropical island. I don't think there's going to be a lot of snow. But
yeah. Did we like this little twist where they get to introduce each to, like, you know, kind of meet this way in the middle?
It's been done before. Things like
I was going to say this is kind of.
It
like
didn't really. It didn't. I don't
back,
think
right?
it changed the game too much.
Well, I mean, if David makes it to the merge,
it does, yeah, I guess
it does help in that pre like the tribe swap situation.
Yeah,
because it gives some players context for the other tribe. So if a swap does happen, they already have some connections possibly with other tribe members.
It right. is better than it is better than just one person going because you're that. That one person going, people are already starting to think, well, I wonder if they worked out any deals. When do we merge? I might have to get rid of them. I wouldn't want to be that one person that goes. If there's four people going,
well, here's a good,
you know, here's, at least there's some.
Here's a scenario where it could be positive. Like, let's say David ends up on a tribe with the ginger dude and the Boston dude, right? Like, they're not have any interest in working with him. But then he also ends up on a tribe with like Taylor and Jay and Figgy. David is the winner in that situation because
oh, yeah.
he already has these ties that he's made with them.
Well, that's why I think why they're showing David having that conversation, because I think that's the advantage of this little swaparoo. And it seems right. like he's the only one they showed, and he might be the only one that tried to take advantage of the situation.
Right. Now, there is speculation that the it would actually become go from, like in Cambodia, from two tribes to three tribes, and the eight people that met on the beach would form the third tribe. So you'd have your pure millennials, pure Gen X, and then mixed social experiment tribe. I kind of wish that that would have happened. I think that that could have been pretty interesting, but I'm okay with what went down. What do you guys think? Do you want to see the three tribe thing?
Eh, whatever. I mean, I think speaking to smaller tribes is meh, but, you know.
Right. All right.
Because you always get that, when you do the smaller tribes, it always seems like there's one tribe that just can't win.
Yeah. And then they just kind of get destroyed.
They get destroyed. They get thrown into the mix anyway. So, I don't know. But they always see the tribe that gets destroyed always seems to go the furthest, though, don't they?
Yeah, because...
Because the people are too stupid to say, yeah, let's just vote those people out. Because they're going to go to... They'll be in the final three.
Right.
So we need to... But let's keep them.
Yeah. I think the last time... Yeah. When you think about it, in Cagayan, Cass and Spencer went to the final four. Mm-hmm. In Philippines, Malcolm and Denise went to the final four.
Yep.
In Cambodia, well, Tasha was on that destroyed tribe, right? And Spencer wasn't. He was with the Fishback tribe on Bayon. Tasha went to the end, I guess. Yeah, so I guess there is something to be said about that. So, yeah. It's the intentional Matt Singh theory. But anyways, so we go to Generation X on day 8, and Cece is telling them, the tribe, that everybody asked about Kendall, and Ken is all, like, kind of getting a little bit
I hated that
it.
Name.
And then he
That's why I went away for 5.5 years.
Then he had the line of the episode when he says, the last thing you want to be called, when you're a kid, the last thing you want to be called is a plastic Barbie with no penis. So...
I guess that would be traumatic.
You know. Ken doesn't strike me as the type of person that likes to be treated like somebody who looks as nice as he looks. Does that make sense? Like, often.
Yes. I think he is down to, they say he's down to earth, so you have to.
Like, you know, beautiful people get treated differently, and I don't think.
Well,
that
I think him
Ken
living in Hawaii
that.
And whatever, he seems, you know.
Laid back. But look at Taylor and Jay, right? Taylor and Figgy. They're beautiful people, and they like being treated how beautiful people get treated. Ken is a beautiful person and does not seem to enjoy that.
He's also older, so maybe it just...
Yeah, maybe he... Well, he did. He went through that phase, I suppose.
Yeah.
But Ken and Jessica, whose eye just looks so much better,
terrible.
Doesn't it?
It's still red, though.
Oh, no, I know. It looks awful.
It's like she only smoked half a joint.
Hashtag Weed Island.
Yeah.
But Ken and Jessica talk about how Paul is not as efficient as he says that he is. Jessica admits that Ken is not, you know, in that six-person alliance. But her goal is to go to day 36 and use her legacy advantage. So at this point, we've really only seen Jessica talk to Chris, the ginger dude who I can't remember his name.
Chris.
And Paul. There's two Chris's?
No, Chris is the ginger dude.
Then who's the Boston dude?
Brent. Brett.
Oh. Brett, not Brent? No? Okay.
B-R-E-T.
All right. So we've only seen her talk to those two guys and Paul and Ken. So you think at this point, who does Jessica give her legacy advantage to if she goes home?
I would say Ken.
No, I would say either Sunday or not Lucy, probably.
Oh, yeah, forget about Sunday.
One of the girls?
Because they seem to be kind of a little tight-knit group.
Yeah, but we haven't seen any of that, though.
Yeah, I get a feeling, though. I got a gut feeling here.
Yeah, I know, but you'd think if she was going to give it to one of them, we would have seen her talking to them. No?
Well, it's so far away, so maybe they're just... Maybe she goes further in the game because they haven't showed her talking about it.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. We go to the Millennials tribe. The foursome of Taylor, Figgy, Jay, and Michelle want Zeke to go next. Taylor is so happy with how strong their alliance is and how powerful they are. Adam knows that he needs a shift in the power. He makes his case to Michaela and Hannah to take out Taylor and Figgy next. And they consider it. I mean, he made a good case. He had great math, better than Culpepper math. We have had so much Culpepper references on this podcast.
Well, he's speaking the truth. I mean, they have to realize they're on the bottom.
Right. I think they do. So, yeah. Well, I mean, they're not a part of, like, the blanket makeout sessions that the other ones are having where they're doing backflips and holding hands.
I mean, you definitely have four people from the original that they're together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have to realize, okay, I can only go so far with this group.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I know, it should be interesting to watch that play out. And I hope that we watch that play out sooner rather than later, but could be a fun implosion at the merge if it happens then, I suppose. We go to the reward and immunity challenge. And they are playing for hammocks, blankets, pillows, candles, and custom survivor lounge chairs. Michaela.
Handmade.
Yeah.
Handmade, yes.
Did I say handmade?
No.
Handcrafted by the fine people in Fiji.
That's what David said. We don't need those. We have rocks to sit on.
That's right. He did build his little rock lounge.
Yes, there
around
you
the
go
fire. So Cece takes forever to go over the balance beam and really sets all behind.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Did anybody else, you know, just?
But my thing is, like, okay, why wasn't the Gen X team, like, to Jeff's point, you know, thinking on their feet and like, okay, just jump off and...
You know what I would have done? I would have knocked her off.
Taking one of the beanbags early and just hit her.
I said, what are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, at what point do you say, okay, I'm hurt. I know your goal is to get across the beam. I get that and I can respect that. But the goal is to win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Millennials did that challenge two times over while she was still trying to get across.
Yeah.
They just edited it like it was only one time.
Right.
But... And you think the older group would be smarter. But yeah, again, maybe this older group has never played sports or done team events. I mean, we don't know. I mean,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I mean, if you've never been part of a team, I think you would struggle with doing team strategy. I mean, it just, to me, it was just common sense. Well, if take the guy that can, how come Ken wasn't going back and forth?
That's because
Ken, he couldn't hold the, it was a 40-pound bag.
Ken?
Oh, I'm sorry. Because yeah, they needed him for the throwing.
Yeah, part. They needed him for the throwing.
I think that
thing
was wisely used because he did a great job in that section.
I guess. But anyway, that was like watching a snail go across.
I think I see it a lot in some, you know, the older some people get. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but sometimes older people get more stuck in their ways and aren't as...
I can do it!
You know, they stick to their guns on things and don't really...
Even Lucy, I think the first time we heard her speak was today. And she said, stop talking to me!
But anyway.
Yeah. So we head... I'm sorry. So again, this is the second time in a row that Ken is pretty much carrying them on his back. And I kind of feel cheated that I didn't get a Probst shout out thing. Like, once again, Ken is literally carrying...
Oh, you're defending your
back. I am.
Well, he was making fun of Cece the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was.
That was great A material.
Oh my God, she's still going across.
That was grade A Cochran level shaming right there.
The Millennials are back home, and she's still going across. We've already announced who won Survivor.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't Cece.
Cece, are you back yet? I got it, Jeff.
Maybe she found the island weed before she. I mean, she kind of had that wobbly look, like, whoa, man.
Yeah. She obviously didn't find the speed, so.
That is true. So millennials win, obviously. We go back to the Gen X drive. And the so before we go to commercial, we have that token, like, this person is definitely going home confessional from the Paul. Ginger dude.
Was it Paul? Oh, it was Chris.
It was Chris. And I was like, CeCe's not going home.
But didn't Paul say, she cost us a challenge? Well, he fell off, too.
Yeah, he wasn't any better.
And he went really slow. I mean, he wasn't as bad as her. But he said, okay, I can't do this. Let's, you know, I think it was Chris that kept going back and forth.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was painful to watch.
Yeah. It was kind of painful to watch. So, but, you know, you got it, girl. You didn't go home. So I guess it all worked out. So back at the camp, though, everybody wants to get rid of CeCe. David and Ken want to put the target on Paul. Paul is talking to Jessica, and her eye, it just looked worse than it did the previous scene.
She's like a lizard person. It's really getting out of hand.
I'm sure she's a very nice lady, but yeah, her eye is looking rough. That's something that would happen
to me. Not
only that,
but like her vocal cadence is really boring. But, you know, she leaves a lot to be desired for me right now.
Fair enough.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm not trying to be harsh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying. The eye thing is freaking me out.
You're trying to be nice, I guess, huh?
Yeah. It's freaking me out, man.
So Jessica asked him, like, what would happen if there was an all-boys alliance? And he said that, you know, he'd be down with that. Like, bye-bye, ladies. So
I said, God, what a stupid guy.
Seriously.
Yeah, like, when, on what planet would that be a smart response?
Because he can't stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he had to do is say, yeah, trust me, 100%, that hasn't even brought up. I go, he could have said, if it is, I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
That's all he had to say.
Yes.
I'm with you guys.
Because that is what people that think they're hot ass do, is they don't really think it matters whatever they say.
Yeah.
So, just saying. But come on, we know that the real reason Jessica convinces everybody else to vote Rockstar Santa off instead of Ken is because she was really torn up about the chance at not seeing Ken every single day. She had to make sure that they both got to Ponderosa together.
Let's see, you got Paul walking around without a shirt, Ken walking out. Let's see. I got to say, as a guy, I probably would vote Paul out too. I just got to be honest. I guarantee you, though, I wouldn't be, if I was Paul, I'm almost Paul, I'm older than Paul. If I went on the beach with Ken, no way I'm walking around without a shirt.
Oh, you'd be self-conscious.
I'm not going to have that comparison to somebody, a stupid guy on a podcast saying, yeah, look at that bald guy standing next to Ken doll.
So
come
what you're
now.
Saying is you would be shirt-shamed?
Exactly.
Would you go swimming with your shirt on?
Yeah, Jeff would go, there's Jack, the bald guy. He's out there. The shirt is weighing him down. Why doesn't he take the shirt off?
I don't want to talk about it, Jeff.
Damn it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I can't because not till Ken's voted out. The shirt stays on.
Jack is survivor.
I'm taking David's coat.
Jack is survivor's first never nude. I think Cochran was the first never nude.
Swimming with my hat on, it just would be terrible.
Oh, man.
This kid even has nice hair.
I know. I noticed.
It's always
don't worry.
It's like he has it gelled or something. It's always it's perfectly like wet.
Who was the what? Not Malcolm. Who was the Joe? Would you go
Malcolm
ahead
and come Joe out? Had great hair.
Yeah. How do you have great hair when you're on an island and you're not washing?
It's curly. Because like curly, it's the
and the
like
humidity,
that humidity
and
that the environment's good for the curls.
I guess I don't know. I'm
sure the natural grease of your hair takes over at some point. Yep. Like survival mode. Plus, they're just lucky, I guess. And we go to tribal council, and this tribal council is more interesting than I think some of them are.
Yeah. It was good.
David points out that the millennials treat each other as people and blah, 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 blah. And I want to be like, yeah, I think you might see that differently after you actually watch what was going down on that tribe. No pun intended. CeCe doesn't feel safe, and she knows that she, Ken, and David are on the bottom.
She looked depressed.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I was.
I mean, I felt bad for her. I said, "Oh my God, if she's going, just end it." Because I thought she was really going home.
I didn't, because it took forever to do that.
I know, but she just was like almost in tears.
Well, yeah. So Jeff points out that the millennials cooperated to get over the balance beam, whereas the Gen Xers were more like individuals. And Sunday says, and I feel like this is probably, they're kind of pushing, like stretching a lot of things to define each of the generations.
Yeah.
And I feel like this one was kind of half wrong. We think of things as the right way or the wrong way.
Gen Xers
think that way. Like, is that a thing? I feel like they didn't.
They didn't do it because they didn't do the challenge right. So,
they thought of it the wrong way.
They did it the wrong way, and they continue to do it the wrong way.
Right. But
maybe Jay said earlier, they're set in their ways. If you want to say that, yeah, I'm going
to
do this.
Older people are generally like, I'm sticking to it. I don't care if it works or not.
Well, that would have to be the baby boomers then, not the Gen Xers.
But generally, like on the verge, like in their Gen Xers are in their 50s now, so they're basically boomers.
Once
you hit a certain age, you become stubborn. Yeah. I mean, it just happens. You wake up one night, one morning, you go, huh?
Unless if you're okay. Jay, and then you've been stubborn for your whole life.
No comments.
Well, Jay's an old soul.
I think to Jack's point, I think once you're beyond that 18 to 49 year old demographic and nobody cares about your opinion anymore, you get really excited.
Oh man, that was a throwback to like a 4-year-old podcast joke. Wait, how old are you, Jack?
54.
So yeah, 4-year-old podcast joke.
Yep.
Love it. High five, air five.
I know.
Then
I'm stuck watching CBS all the time.
Dude, I love CBS, okay? I gotta go catch up on Blue Bloods right after this is over.
I'm so far behind on Blue Bloods, I've given up.
Oh, don't! It's so good!
Speaking of Donnie Wahlberg, isn't there a Wahlburgers coming to...
Yeah, it's
going... Yes, there is!
Where the Oxford used to be, right across from the courthouse.
Woohoo!
Which,
are they gonna be there on opening day?
Oh my god, can we do that? I just want to meet Donnie. We'll be like, Danny Reagan! You're my hero!
Feel like, yes.
I watched the, we talked, this is
no
funny.
Sergeant Lipton.
I just want to ask him, how does it feel to know that there's at least one person on the planet that watches the New Year's Eve show every year just to watch you make out with your wife awkwardly after it's the ball drops?
I bet there's more than just you.
I don't know. We talked about this ironically on the broadcast last day too. My weird Donnie Wahlberg obsession.
Unfortunately, I'm 54. I'm usually asleep by then. So
I Snapchatted it last year. Oh, I guess you're 54, so that also reference would go over your head.
Yeah. What's a Snapchat? I don't Snapchat, but I have heard of it.
Very cool.
You're like Paul in texting. I've dabbled. I've dabbled in the texting.
I don't do it too often. But when I do,
I spell Y O U. Okay, wait. So Sunday,
my handle is Rock God.
@ Rock God Santa. Sunday also says millennials will give anything a try. They'll try it with anybody, and they'll try it in any different way. I didn't want it to be like, are you speaking from like personal experience of your children, or because I feel like that was also the Gen
it's
Xers.
One big orgy.
My three sons are a huge disappointment. Just F anybody they want to. It's all over the place.
They come over the fish stop swimming.
Oh man, I really hope that it was her video that was the one that we made fun of about not telling you about her sons.
It was hers.
Okay, thanks.
It was definitely hers.
Woo, good. And then Jeff asked the whole texting thing, and it's like, do you spell you Y-O-U or you? And I have to say, I have never ever once in my life used just you for Y-O-U, because that is not how you spell it.
Yeah, you're kind of you're on the verge of being a Gen Xer.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
But I actually will do. It depends on how long the text is going to be, and if, it depends on who I'm. If they're real, like if it's you calling, I go, look, I got to be fast on this, so I just go you, the letter U.
No, I've never even noticed that.
Sometimes I will just do you. It depends on who I'm texting.
Can you rephrase that, please?
No, I'm not gonna. No, I.
But
not as bad as my red face comment, I don't think, of the day.
No, but I don't know. I'm with Team Ken on this one because there's nothing.
It's beautiful language.
It's a beautiful language, and the word "you" is the prettiest word of all.
When I write my poetry, I'm sure he writes poetry too.
I'm sure.
He looks like the type. You know that he got high for 5 years in Maui and wrote poetry on the beach, right?
Yeah, man. Had my bongos out. Actually, I'm friends with him on Facebook now. I should just ask him.
You should.
Yeah, ask him if he played bongos with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. I think Ken is what Dale wished he was.
Yeah. When Dale looks in the mirror, he thinks he sees Ken.
Yes.
But I think he thinks. I think he more sees like
Rockstar Santa.
Barbie doll Ken.
Oh. No, see, I was going to say he thinks he sees Ken when the rest of us see Paul.
I think even Paul's more well kept. All right.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. So yeah, Paul ends up going home 6-3, and Jessica said
he took it pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because he's somebody's dad, you know. It's like these young Gen Xers. It's like talking to your dad if your dad had you when he was 15.
You know what they should have? They should have done is they should have given each one a cell phone
and had them text
and,
their vote.
And he just texts the vote, and then he goes, "You are going home. You, the letter U, are going home."
No, just be like G-N-G,
G-T.
H-M-E.
They have their own language. It's crazy. But did you see Chris's look?
Yeah,
I thought Chris was going to reach over and kill somebody.
I thought that was Brett.
No, it was Chris. Chris is the ginger.
Yeah, I thought it was the Boston dude. How are we mixing these people up so badly?
No,
they look
I swear
it
was because I looked at Chris. I go, God, he's angry. He's mad.
Yeah, bulky ginger is always kind of has an angry face. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him smile.
I think he smiled. He was making.
No, he's not smiling in the picture here.
Yeah, he was pretty.
He's smiling better than Lucy in the picture here.
Well, I think. Oh yeah, there's somebody named Lucy on this cast again. Like, she seems to be.
Leave me alone.
Purple Lucy over here.
Can we say, though, that Ken's strategy, though, I'm the provider, I work hard, I have a good work ethic, doesn't get you any votes at the final thing. Sorry. You can be the hardest worker out there, and you're still going to get no votes because you're not likable.
But he is likable because Jessica chose to go on his side versus Paul's side.
Well, I think it was more that they didn't trust Paul.
No, I think it's because they trusted Ken because he's an amazing player.
I think Ken put the thing going, but I think it was just Paul just couldn't stop talking.
Yeah, but I wonder if she was hypersensitive to it because Ken got to her head the day before.
Well, I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Yeah,
that's why they showed it. But Paul just all they do is just be quiet.
Yeah, very good point. And, you know, again, though, with David, all he has to do sometimes is be quiet, and he seems to at least...
And he can't.
Yeah. But
You should put him and Hannah in a room together.
Oh, I'm sure that's coming, and I can't wait to see it. Can you imagine, like, a reward challenge with the two of them, and then, you know, like, the bro dudes and...
Yeah, break... Her, Hannah, David, and Chris.
Yeah.
Chris will be... He eliminated because he killed two people.
Yeah, good times. So, do we want to talk real quick about the preview next week? It looks like, let's not. It's not that interesting. But I thought it was interesting. Sorry.
I thought it was interesting.
All right, well, let's talk about it real quick, and then we'll...
They should skip ahead?
Oh, like a second. It's not going to be that bad. Jeff almost drowns. Spoiler alert.
Oh, I thought you were talking about how Lucy is the...
That's what I was talking about.
Is the new dictator on the island.
Yeah, which means, I don't know, does that mean Lucy's going home? Because all of a sudden we've got this Lucy arc starting. We saw her today, guys.
That's true. That's true.
So, I don't know. I thought it was a very entertaining episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was nice twists. Yeah.
We have some feedback, some emails.
Let's go through.
All right, so this is from Matt. Why is Taylor getting a free ride as far as the game plays out? They keep talking about how bad Figgy is, but isn't Taylor's social game just as awful? Hashtag sexism, hashtag Shandy.
Hashtag figgity about it.
I think Taylor's really good in the challenges, so that's probably why it gets passed.
No, I think she's a woman, and people think that that means she's automatically S-L-U-T-T-Y instead of Taylor, who seems
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. But isn't Taylor's social game just awful? Awful. Unless I've been doing it wrong, doesn't it take at least two people to make out? That being said, Figgy is still the worst. You don't even necessarily have to read this on the show. I'm just curious as to what you guys think. Well, we read it, so...
Even Michaela said she has a terrible social game.
Figgy?
Yeah, no, Michaela said of Figgy, she has a terrible social game. So it's... I don't know, I'm just... I would remember what Michaela said.
I would be interested in hearing more from the millennials as they get voted out what the issue was with Figgy at this point. Because, I don't know, I still don't think that she and Taylor are making the merge, or maybe one makes the merge and the other doesn't. But if we have a tribal swap, then, I don't know, they might make it far. So, I don't know, what do you think, Jay?
I think Taylor could go because he's that kind of cool ho-ho, you know, cool guy. And, you know, he's...
Right,
carefree, and he's good in the challenges.
Kind of a dummy. He's a meathead.
Yeah, you would keep him as long as you possibly can until you don't need him anymore. Then you kick him to the curb. You use him.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have one more from Mandy. What's more likely to happen: a Lucy confessional that isn't on her boot episode, or Jessica's eyes healing before her boot episode? I don't think Jessica's eyes are healing anytime soon.
Yeah,
so I'd go with the Lucy one.
Was it nine days at this point?
Yeah, 10 days.
Does she just like put her face down and poop?
Clearly, she's not washing her hands properly. Just
yes,
go in the salt water; it will kill that poop germs.
Well, once the eye is irritated, it takes forever for it to heal. I mean, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you're in sand, you're in seawater, and all the other crap. I mean.
Yeah.
I know, I'm trying to look for something here.
Yeah, she's got to be on some kind of antibiotic drops or something, right? Like she said she had.
I would think so.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not clearing up quicker, but you know, I don't think I've ever had pink eye, or if I did it was a while ago. And then Mandy continues, YOU or you? Let's put this to rest. Jack, which is correct according to the baby boomers?
Like I said earlier, I go YOU, but if I'm in a hurry, I am cool, and I put the letter U.
I feel like what you're saying is that I am not cool enough to get the long-term spell out.
No, because you're so fast. Sometimes you respond to my text as I'm still writing mine out. Boom, boom, I'm like going, okay, so let's see here. So I try to make it go. I'm trying to be faster by just abbreviating it.
Gotcha.
Well, it's almost like a Twitter thing, because a lot of times on Twitter you run out of characters. I go, all right, what do I have to do here? Okay, instead of YOU, I just put U.
Okay, I will admit that sometimes I use shorthand on Twitter. Like I'll use two instead of two, but
instead of spelling out one, I just put the number one.
Yeah, like no one. Yeah. I mean, I do that, but it literally takes years off of my life every time I have to tweet something like that.
I just get mad at autocorrect. I said, I should take autocorrect off. Sometimes I go, damn it.
Yeah, I hear you on that. All right, let's do Fantasy League and then get out of here.
All right, so do your Fantasy League thing and then we'll go into the tallies.
All right, so... I am opening this.
Does Jay have any points yet he can give me? Is that the...
The points were deducted. I'm in the negatives, and you have the points.
I said I'm not taking them until you get the points to pay
stop.
Back.
Stop. You have the goddamn points.
Yeah,
it's my rules. You have to deal with it.
But I don't have to take the points. I don't have to take the points.
It's automatic.
It's not Russia.
It's automatic. Just take the goddamn points.
Okay, so unfortunately, I am in third place all of a sudden. Which, did you guys even put in your picks this week?
No. Does it auto-pick for you if you don't?
Yes.
I changed one thing around, I think. I put Ken as safe. I changed a couple things. I had CeCe going home.
We're talking about the fun office pools one, not the fantasy draft one.
Oh, whatever. I can't keep track of which one it is.
What the hell? I don't know anything. I feel like
There's two of them I used to go, X, 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 yes, scoop, boom, bang, bada, boom, bada, 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 bada.
Well, I got no points this week, and that is absolutely unheard of for me, which is weird, because I really thought I put points on Paul. Maybe in the tribe one I did.
Do you take a lot of time and effort in doing it?
Yes.
Okay, I took like a minute, and that was just to get my password in.
Well, great. Clearly, I suck. I don't know. I'm really sad right now.
All right. Well, it is now time to tally the votes. So for our preseason picks, for whether they were pre-merge, merge, or final three.
I think I had merge.
No, Jack Paul Wachter, right? That's his name?
What? Yeah.
Both Colleen and Jack had pre-merge, so you both get points. I said merge.
Okay.
So, Jack, you have 4 points, and Colleen has 2. And then for who we said was going home, Shandy graciously picked for me, I assume.
She did.
She picked Lucy, which did not happen. Jack, you picked Paul. So,
oh, did I?
Another point. And
I'm
Colleen,
rolling.
You picked Cece. No points for you.
I almost had points.
That leaves the current totals for the season. I have -2. Jack has 5, and Colleen has 2.
It's over. Now, if I didn't have those 3 points, I'd be tied with Colleen.
Well, it was a good bet. It was a good wager by you. Let's see.
You
now,
like peer pressured him into this wager, which is what makes it so funny.
Who peer pressured?
You.
I peer pressured Jack?
A little bit.
I don't think so. He picked the wager. Then he made all these weird things about the points.
I remember it a little bit differently.
I'm tired. You know, Gen X, we believe in, you know, this is right and wrong. And we stick to it.
Colleen, you pick first for who you think's going home.
Next week?
Next week, yep.
I'm going to go with Lucy.
Okay. Lucy is Colleen's pick. Jack, who's your pick?
I'm going to go Figgy. I don't know why. I'm going to go Figgy. I think Adam works his magic.
I have apparently picked Lucy every week. I'm going to stick with it. Lucy's going home.
She's getting the winner's edit.
She's totally getting
That's
the
winner's
edit.
That's very true.
People seem to like her.
I think that it is not a bad guess for Figgy, though, if the other tribe goes. Because Adam is kicking some butt. I really like Adam a lot.
Yeah.
So do I. He's my pick to win the whole season. So let's see. Let's hope he goes far. All right. Well,
he has a chance.
That is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. If you want to give us a call, you can do so at 385-309-0311.
Call
it time.
Also, send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. You can also tweet at us at Jay and Jack. Live tweet us during the show, probably. That's a thing that happens, right? Also, join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Jay and Jack group. There's a discussion thread for the new episode. Like we talked about earlier in the show, we have a new podcast dedicated to HBO's Westworld, the new hot show on HBO. Apparently the highest rated show since True Detective.
Really?
And it's features Jack and myself and a newcomer to the Jay and Jack Productions fold, but a well-known, awesome podcaster, Mike Bloom, who you might know from Survivor Historians.
When you're listening, you might podcast. To tell the three of us apart, he's the smart one.
Two dumbs and a smart. but it's a lot of fun recording with him, and looking forward to recording podcasting about this show. So check it out. It's on iTunes. Just search Westworld with Jay and Jack.
Yes. And there's also some other great shows on this network.
Yeah, check them out. So you can...
Whoa!
Actually, we did a special for our patrons at $5 or more a month. We did a special crossover. Remember when the Flintstones and the Jetsons had a crossover episode and they were in this? We did one.
Just like
that. With the Married Man Show and the
Broadcast. There was a crossover between the Flintstones and Jetsons?
Yeah.
Yes, that was a.
Totally.
When you were a kid.
Really?
Yes.
Not when I was
don't
a kid.
I don't remember it. Two of my favorite cartoons.
That was like in 1968 or something that came out.
Huh,
Jetsons
crossover.
Meet the Flintstones.
How did that happen?
I don't know, some weird time travel thing or something. I don't know.
I'm gonna have to find that on iTunes. I don't remember it.
Yeah, I totally remember it.
But
stop this crazy thing!
All the hosts from the Married Man Show, all the hosts from the broadcast came together and broke bread, and it was an awesome show. You can get that show.
And it wasn't violent.
No.
And it wasn't even like an S show. Like it was fairly respectful and put together.
And for those Survivor fans that love Shut Up Tim, you can hear one of the most horrible stories ever shared on a podcast.
Hashtag
beating kill the rabbit. Kill the rabbit. I almost posted a scene from Fatal Attraction.
Ooh. Oh.
But I said, they show the rabbit in that one. And if they didn't show the rabbit, you know, we all know. But I said, no, I had it ready to put up. And I go, nope, can't do it. So I put Elmer Fudd going after a rabbit.
I'm very glad that you didn't, because my goodness, that was a story to end all Shut Up Tim stories.
Very true. I want to send a special thanks to Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Brad from Chicago, and all of our patrons. You can see a full list of all of our patrons on our website, jandjack.com, as well as a link to become a patron. Become one of our 130-plus patrons that contribute to the show and make these shows possible. And thank you so much for doing so.
How close are we to the $1,000 level? Because we're going to maybe make that a live Married Man broadcast thing again. Ooh. We're at $871 per month.
So we're getting there. We're getting close.
And if you get 2,000, you can see me naked. So if you like looking at Ken.
And I'll well, maybe, you maybe, from like 15 years ago, so you're in better shape back then.
Yeah.
Better shape? Okay. All right. But still not Ken shape.
You're only like 42 at that point or something.
42? All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Why we haven't hit 2,000 by now is beyond me. I don't know. What if I talk Ken into driving a Zamboni naked?
There you go. That would get him quick. You're Facebook friends now, so it's
yes,
impossible.
Yes, it would get them quick.
But I'm just, as I say, would you, I'm just going to go, the letter U, be willing to.
That might tick him off.
And I apologize in advance that this podcast wasn't 3 hours long today.
It's because I'm back. And
it wasn't that long last week. It was only an hour and a half.
I'm just kidding, because I know Jay likes to keep him tight.
He does.
Tight production. Tight ship here.
So does Ken.
Hey-o. All right, that is it for this week's show. We'll see you guys next week.
I'm an awful producer.
I will not see you next week.
I guess it'll be Shandy in Jack's place?
Well, we'll see. We'll ask.
Yeah, we'll see who's there.
There'll be somebody in Jack's place.
But nobody can truly replace Jack's place.
Oh, thank you. The only thing that's going to tick me off, though, I'm leaving with the lead.
It's true.
If I come back and I'm in last place, those two people can never be back again.
All right. I'll just have to make some wagers and have them do it on your behalf. Because now you have some points to give, and then you can just shut up about it.
I can bet up to 5 points.
You can. All right, guys. That is it for this week's show. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.